K-State Nation, welcome back to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer. What up? Friday edition of the podcast, folks. March 14th, 2025. Weekend is almost here, We gotta get through this Friday workday first. This is the first time I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the show here today. This will come out during the 11 o'clock hour. Track and field does have a person who will represent K-State in the NCAA's championships. We're getting that in just a moment. And we'll talk about a little bit about tennis as well here for a little bit. All things K-State sports, whether that is basketball, soccer, women's rowing, women's golf, men's golf, women's tennis, and everything else that I left out as well. So if you're a K-State fan, I would definitely tell you, make sure you hit the subscribe button, because we post content daily, 99.9% of the time, right, including the weekends as well. So there you go as well. And speaking of weekends, I did a postcast on the men's basketball team that will come out over the weekend, probably Saturday, in between the series with Utah. And of course, be on the lookout for the weekend preview, which will come out tonight. So that's been a consistent one anyway. So other than content daily, our usual weekend preview, that will come out tonight as well. And let's not forget about bonus channel over on Podbean. Yes, we do have fresh content. Yes, sir. So all that will come out tonight. Me and Alex Aiden had a great discussion last night about Kansas State women's basketball team, where that's going to be going. So I would also advise you to go download the Podbean app, Greer3, Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer3, Eddie's Podcast over there, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. If you love more bonus content, my goodness, of your K-State Wildcats, Sherino. See, I was wondering when I recorded the preview last night, Who's? Because it didn't say anything, or at least to me anyways, about who's going to go to Virginia Beach, Virginia. This is where the indoor NCAA championship is going to be held at this weekend. Sherino will be representing K-State and Travis Schofield. Travis Schofield, for those that don't know, is the new head coach at K-State for indoor and outdoor track and field. So Sherino will be doing that, and we'll be doing the women's high jump, and that will be tomorrow. We gotta keep this in mind. I did not put it in the weekend preview episode there. I was wondering who was gonna represent K-State in that. Well, we have our answer right there. So the women's high jump category, Sherino, K-State Nation, a junior. That goes to K-State, obviously. We'll be representing us there. Again, ESPN Plus will have this NCAA championships there. So, again, ESPN Plus, apparently all shop for K-State sports there as well. So, definitely go check that out as well. Looking back at, season, right? She's won. And this has gone on the radar. Just like me, right? That's a different category. I'll hammer on that after Monday if the cards fall where I think they're going to fall. But anyways, back. Let's focus on Sherino on this episode, right? She's won three high jump events in the indoor season with these clearances, right? 5 foot, 10 3/4, 5 foot, 11 1/4, and 5 foot, 9 3/4. So she has been very consistent. And I'm going to throw in, even though he's not on this list here, I'm going to throw in Gary Moore Jr. I'm very surprised that he's not representing us on the men's side, because he's been doing some tremendous things, the transfer from Baylor. So very kind of shocked about that. But anyway, so this is all about Sherino representing K-State for us out there, out east in Virginia Beach, Virginia, in the NCAA indoor championships. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And let me see it. I wanted to say another. This is actually going to be Sherry's second trip to the Division I Indoor Championships. There, last year, she earned second team All-American honors with a 14th place finish with a 5'8", 3 1/4 in the high jump during her freshman year at New Mexico Highlands. She competed in the D2 Indoor Championships, clearing that same height, going to 5th place there as well. So Sherry, she got a shot to do something a little bit over there in the state of Virginia this weekend. So I'm looking forward to trying to catch that as well. Also, I did mention women's tennis, right? Women's tennis, real quick, taking on Oklahoma State. Remember, K-State was tennis right now on a 3-match winning streak. I did not have that on my bingo card. Going back to all the beginning before the athletics calendar year started. Everything starts today for women's tennis. Sherry Neal will take center stage at 11 tomorrow out in Virginia Beach, Virginia. That's tomorrow. Women's tennis taking on Oklahoma State. That is later on this afternoon in Manhattan, Kansas at 4. And they look to knock off Oklahoma State. Can they do that? We're going to find out about that there as well. Well, you go back to the last four meetings with this matchup. Oklahoma State has won the last four matches. Can K-State get it done? Let's see about that there as well. Also, we got to keep an eye, again, got a shout to my other girl, my girl, Marlogo C, right? She has won three. She is on a singles match, right? She has won three consecutive matches. So there you go on that one. And she's a sophomore, right? And another sophomore, got to keep an eye on here. Charlotte Kettle also has won back-to-back matches also for the first time in the number two spot there as well. So we have Veronica Kohova and Maria Santos. Kohova is a senior, while Maria Santos, I feel like Maria has been here for a long time. I'm surprised. I thought she was a senior, but she's a junior. She's also has won past singles matches as well. So there you go, a little bit of a update there on K-State women's tennis taking on Oklahoma State. They look to knock them off at Body First in Manhattan, Kansas later on this afternoon. And of course, indoor track and field on the field side for the women, it is Sherry Neal looking to do some damage in Virginia Beach, Virginia tomorrow morning, for the NCAA Indoor Championship. So there's a look at what's going to happen here coming up starting this afternoon in Manhattan, Kansas, and tomorrow out there, out east in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it on our podcast found, Freedom Bubble Daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. That's going to do it on this other sports edition of our Pearl Project Podcast. Enjoy your Friday, and let's get to the weekend, folks. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.